Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Your Holiness, what an honor. Tonight, our exclusive, in-depth conversation with Pope Francis at the Vatican.
Que soffre tanto.
His message for the world as he pleads for peace ahead of the Church's first World Children's Day. Can you help negotiate peace? The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening and welcome to this special edition of the CBS Evening News from Rome. Thank you for being with us. I'm Nora O'Donnell overlooking the Vatican, where just a few hours ago we interviewed the Holy Father, Pope Francis. The head of the Catholic Church shares his insight on the state of the world in his first extensive one-on-one interview with a U.S. television network. His Holiness spoke to us about war, peace, famine, and climate change, all with the world's children in mind. Our sit-down comes ahead of the Vatican's first World Children's Day with a message that all kids are, quote, precious in God's eyes. We've been in Rome and Vatican City for a few days now, speaking with people from around the world who've made the sacred pilgrimage to reconnect with their faith, pray at the Sistine Chapel, and have a chance to see Pope Francis. A reminder that people of all faiths turn to Pope Francis for guidance on the world's most difficult issues, making our conversation with His Holiness that much more important.
Oh, my goodness. Buongiorno, Your Holiness. What an honor. So wonderful to meet you. Love to meet you. Yes. Thank you so much for doing this.
We met Pope Francis today at Casa Santa Marta, the guest house where the pontiff lives instead of the lavish papal palace. At 87 years old, he may have trouble walking, but he had no difficulty sitting down with us for an hour-long conversation.
How's your health?
My health is good.
In nearly every address,
que soffre tanto per la guerra.
The Pope often calls for peace. He condemned Hamas's October 7th attack, but has also called on Israel to use restraint.
There are now pictures of starving children coming out of Gaza. What about those that call that a genocide?
Genocidio.
Genocide. Every afternoon at 7 p.m., I call Gaza to the parish. There are about 600 people there, and they tell me what's going on. It's very hard. Very, very hard. Food goes in, but they have to fight for it. It's very hard.
I know you call for peace. You have called for a ceasefire in many of your sermons. Can you help negotiate peace?
I can pray. I do. I pray a lot.
During World Children's Day, which is the end of May, the UN says over a million people will be facing famine in Gaza, many of them children. What can be done?
Not only Gaza, we should think about Ukraine. Those kids don't know how to smile. I tell them something, but they forgot how to smile. And this is very hard when a child forgets to smile. That's really very serious, very serious.
Do you have a message for Vladimir Putin when it comes to Ukraine?
Por favor.
Please. Countries at war, all of them.
Detengan la guerra. Busquen.
Stop the war. Look to negotiate. Look for peace. A negotiated peace is better than a war without end.
Negociada que no una guerra sin fin.
His Most Holy Father is considered one of the most influential people in the world, leading nearly 1.4 billion Catholics. He is the first pope from the Americas, the first Jesuit, and will host the Vatican's first World Children's Day next month.
I love that you take the kids in the Pope Mobile with you and bring them up to the Apostolic Palace when you say a prayer. Why do you do that?
Los niños traen siempre un mensaje.
Children always bear a message. They bear a message, and it is a way for us to have a younger heart.
De rejuvenecer el corazón.
Francis is also the first pontiff to make climate change a priority. In 2015, to make an important point, images of the environment were projected onto St. Peter's Basilica, the dome designed in the mid-16th century by Michelangelo.
What do you say to the deniers of climate change?
Mira, gente que es necia.
There are people who are foolish, and foolish even if you show them research, they don't believe it. Why? Because they don't understand the situation or because of their interest. But climate change exists.
His progressive style has made him popular worldwide, with millions coming here to St. Peter's Square to catch a glimpse of the Holy Father.
It has made us emotional just being here, going into St. Peter's Basilica, going into the Sistine Chapel. It just tears coming into our eyes because we're actually, you can feel the spirit.
Sophia and Aaron came with their family from San Diego, California.
How did it make you feel when he came out of the window?
It made me feel good, like butterflies in my stomach.
Still, the number of Catholics in America is dwindling. In the U.S., only 20% of adults identify as Catholic, and that's down from 24% in 2007.
I wonder if you could speak to those who don't go to Mass anymore, or maybe don't see a place for themselves in the Catholic Church.
I would say there is always a place, always. If in this parish the priest doesn't seem welcoming, I understand, but go and look.
Lo comprendo.
There is always a place. Do not run away from the church. The church is very big. It's more than a temple. It's more. You shouldn't run away from her.
We also asked the Pope about the migrant crisis, gay rights, women's role in the church, and whether he's thinking about retirement. We'll have that and much more on 60 Minutes on Sunday, May 19th, and then a primetime special on Monday, May 20th, right here on CBS. For our interview with Pope Francis, we also wanted to take a pulse of the Catholic Church back home in the U.S. So we asked Catholics in cities across the country about their relationship with the church, how they feel about this pope, and what message they want to hear from him.
I would describe the Pope as transformative. He's a one-of-a-kind papacy.
I think he has done a great job talking about the marginalized, the poor, the care for the environment.
We support him. He is our guide.
Like the church he leads, Americans' opinions of Pope Francis are diverse.
He's got some things that I agree with, some things maybe I don't agree with.
We always need popes that challenge our way of thinking, and I think he's doing that.
While a majority of American Catholics view Francis favorably, many we spoke with thought the church needed to evolve. 83% of U.S. Catholics want the church to allow the use of contraception, and more than half think the church should recognize gay marriage.
I think they do need to bring women into the church.
They need to ordain women as priests, and they need to allow priests to marry.
Everything changes, and sometimes I think the church needs to change, too.
A recent survey found more Americans were leaving the Catholic Church at higher rates than any other religion.
I feel like I could just be spiritual anywhere. You know, I don't really necessarily have to go to a church to, you know, and I feel like that's the old school way of thinking.
I think there's been a lot of bad news about the Catholics, the religion, mm-hmm. about the priests in general, and I think people have turned around and walked away from that.
We have a lot of young people that grew up in the Catholic Church, but they don't feel that they're getting the message.
They feel they're not accepted. They feel they might be ostracized. They feel that they don't belong to the church.
We spoke with Patrick Egan, who left the Catholic Church as a teenager, only to come back in search of a community. He's now a leader at a local parish.
Does the Catholic Church feel different under Pope Francis?
Yes. Francis is really trying to open the door to participation by people who have been traditionally outside of the hierarchy.
He blames strict adherence to ideology for the decline, but says that can change.
What do you think it would take for the Catholic Church to be able to reconnect with Americans?
They need to meet Americans where they are. We are a very secular society. And so if the church can figure out a way to help people understand how a spiritual journey and a faith community can really make one's life more rich and meaningful, that, I think, is also part of the story.
And Nikki Batiste joins us now. And Nikki, so many of the people we spoke with here thought that Pope Francis has been much more inclusive. What did you learn?
The feeling is very much the same here in the U.S. Pope Francis has made a concerted effort to soften the message of the Catholic Church. It's an approach that has angered some of the more conservative followers, but it's part of the Pope's plan to make all feel welcome. Nora?
Mm-hmm. We also asked him about those conservative bishops. You'll hear about that later. Nikki Batiste, thank you. Now to tonight's other top story. Clashes between police and pro-Palestinian demonstrators are intensifying. Protests at Columbia University in New York are now in their eighth day. And today, the Speaker of the House was on campus calling on the school's president to restore order. CBS's Nancy Chen has more on the growing nationwide tensions.
Let him go!
This was the scene at the University of Southern California after school security tried to stop students from setting up a protest encampment. Hundreds of demonstrators surrounded a patrol car after campus police detained one student who was later released.
Free, free, free Palestine!
At the University of Texas, Austin, police in riot gear and officers on horseback confronted about 200 students participating in a pro-Palestinian rally. On the East Coast, demonstrators set up an encampment on Harvard Yard in solidarity with student protesters at Columbia University, where House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke late today and was met with both cheers and boos.
I am here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
I'm just standing on the sidewalk.
This is day 8 of the protests at Columbia University. The school said it is making important progress with protesters, but has given students a deadline to dismantle their tents. The protesters say they will not leave until the school agrees to cut its business ties to Israel.
We need the administrators of these universities to get control of the situation, and if they can't, then we need the National Guard, law enforcement, or someone to come in here and take control.
Are you calling for the National Guard to come here?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
For now, New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she has no plans to send in the Guard. Columbia announced today that because of the unrest, there will be a remote option for upcoming final exams. Graduation is set to take place on campus in 3 weeks, Nora.
Nancy Chen, thank you so much. We turn now to the Supreme Court in a case that could have wide-ranging implications for women's health care nationwide. At issue is the conflict between Idaho's near-total abortion ban and a federal law that requires hospitals to provide emergency medical treatment. CBS's Jan Crawford was there for the oral arguments.
The justices were sharply divided over Biden administration arguments that federal law, which requires hospitals to provide necessary stabilizing treatment, including abortions, overrides Idaho's near-total ban, which permits abortion to save a mother's life, but not when her health is at risk.
Idaho law says the doctor has to determine not that there's merely a serious medical condition, but that the person will die.
Liberal justices provided real-life examples of women who have been denied abortions in states with restrictive laws.
Her life is not in peril, but she's going to lose her reproductive organs. She's going to lose the ability to have children in the future, unless an abortion takes place.
But some conservative justices noted that in Idaho, doctors can perform some abortions if they believe the woman is in danger of dying. Raul Labrador is Idaho's attorney general.
They continue to say that this is putting women's lives in jeopardy, and it is not.
Idaho officials say the Biden administration is trying to find a backdoor way to broaden abortion access.
There will be more abortions happening in hospitals because they will create an exception that will allow any type of abortion to happen in the state of Idaho.
But Stacy Saib, a high-risk pregnancy doctor in Idaho, says physicians are now afraid to perform abortions even if the state law may allow it, over fears they could be prosecuted.
We need to be able to help take care of people at this point.
And, you know, you could face criminal prosecution.
Yes, yes, and jail time.
And in the political world today, another state with a near-total ban, Arizona, is now poised to repeal it after three Republicans joined with Democrats in the Arizona House. That will go to the Arizona Senate, where there's support for the repeal, and then to the governor, who's expected to sign it. That would mean that in Arizona, abortions again would be permitted up to 15 weeks. Nora? That's a big development. Jan Crawford, thank you. President Biden signed a bipartisan national security package into law today. The measure forces TikTok's China-based parent company to sell the video sharing app or be based in the U.S. That provision is expected to face legal challenges and disrupt the income of content creators. There are 170 million TikTok users in the U.S. alone. The law also provides $95 billion in long-delayed aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. There are new federal rules for airlines on everything from cash refunds to stopping hidden fees. What consumers need to know next.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Doc Martens, Ninja Kitchen, and Hotels.com. Prep for summer and save big on beauty, travel, electronics, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cash back events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We have a consumer alert tonight about new rules aimed at protecting millions of Americans who fly. One rule will require airlines to automatically provide refunds for things like canceled and delayed flights, delayed baggage, returns, and failed in-flight Wi-Fi. The Department of Transportation will also require airlines to be more transparent about extra fees, clearly explaining all additional charges. Tonight, we're also taking you inside the iconic St. Peter's Basilica for a rare private tour. That's next. Back here in Rome, overlooking the Vatican and St. Peter's Square and the magnificent Basilica, the largest church in the world and the smallest nation in the world. And tonight we're taking you on a private tour. The beauty by day doesn't hold a candle to its nighttime majesty. How is it that we're the only ones here?
Just for you, for the CBS. This is a very important moment for, I think, English-American television.
Yes, ahead of a very important time for World Children's Day.
Yes, for me, it's a grande momento, the great moment, is right?
Yes, it's absolutely.
Father Enzo Fortunato tells us 100,000 children this will come so here. Beautiful. He's organizing the Vatican's first World Children's Day. We visited one of the Vatican's most popular treasures, Michelangelo's Pietà, which shows the Mother Mary holding Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
Father Fortunato took us where no one gets to go, up close to the masterpiece.
This is 500 years old. It's going to make me cry.
Io dico sempre che sono...
He always says it's the women who save the world. Oh, thank you for saying that. Why is St. Peter's Basilica so special?
Because it's a house of the Pope, but above all, it's the... inside the tomb of St. Peter.
One of the holiest treasures inside one of Christianity's holiest sites.
And we'll have some final thoughts from our exclusive interview with Pope Francis. That's next.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Finally tonight, a word about our first-of-its-kind interview with the Holy Father. Historic. And this is something I've dreamt about my whole career at CBS News. It took an entire team of dedicated journalists to make this happen. Today, the Pope told us that he hopes his legacy is to welcome everyone. And as one longtime follower told us, Pope Francis may not change the lyrics of the Catholic Church, but he is trying to change the tune. You can see much more of our interview in May on 60 Minutes and in a primetime special. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell in Rome. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.